And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie, use the other side of the glass. Our guy Quinn Priester has made it through four innings. Very, very excited about that he was able to get through four innings. We'll see if he comes back out for the fifth. What's his pitch count at now, Charlie, for Quinn Priester? We had 60, 65?
65 about there. Let me double check for you real quick.
I would run him back out there for the fifth if I was the Milwaukee Brewers.
63.
Yeah. I would run him back out there for the fifth. See if you can get him through five. You should have the lead had you not had the bases loaded and not scored a damn run in the last inning. So it's still 1-1. But if you can get him through five, I think that's a success. At the Masters, I know everybody cares about that. Justin Rose at 6-under. Corey Connors, 4-under. Scotty Scheffler, 4-under. Those are your top three. Rory McIlroy's on the climb. He's at -3 now. Tied with Tyrell Haddon for fourth place. And he is on the through 10 for Rory McIlroy. Justin Rose through 13. Connor, Scheffler, and Haddon done and in so far at the Masters. Joining us now, talk some Packers football. He is Jacob Westendorf, staff writer for Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. Mr. Westendorf, how are we?
I'm doing well, Mr. Pfeiffer. It's good to talk again. The last time I think I talked to you was on the old Pack-a-Day. So it's been... been a while.
Okay, so let's get to this for a couple of seconds. You have a new mock draft that is out, but before we get to your mock draft, I would like to pick your brain on the draft guide that I bought that's available for people to buy as well.
Yeah, 225 profiles. This is our fourth year of production, third over at Packer Reports. Just kind of a pet project started the Kansas City Sports Network, really, but they branched off into Green Bay and Indianapolis. And when they did that, they are friends with Jacob Morley. I'm not sure why anybody would want to do that, but they are. And Morley kind of brought myself and then eventually Ross Uglum into the fold. So the three of us put together the profiles. We write features. There's a 7-round mock draft in there that Ross did. Conversation about, you know, where the Packers are and then where they're headed and how they fit specifically with Green Bay. You know, this is the time of year where everybody likes to pretend they know what Green Bay's board looks like and everything like that. So we just kind of take some of the trends and what they've done in the past and what that could mean for the future. We got a pretty good hit rate on that last year. I know Evan Williams was somebody that wasn't talked about a bunch. He was a very high fit for Green Bay, and they ended up picking him in the fourth round.
All right, so let me get your thoughts on this. How do people go ahead and buy said draft guide? Because it gets emailed right to you. It's not like it's going to get, you know, FedExed to you at this point.
No, it's digital only, so it'll go right to your email inbox. You buy it, you'll have it in seconds. If you go to Packer Report 66 on Twitter, X, whatever your preferred name for that is, click on that pinned tweet, and it'll be an extra dollar than what it was if you hadn't pre-ordered it.
I did pre-order it. Thank you very much.
There you go. So go ahead and click the link at the bottom of there for the pre-order. And like I said, yeah, who are the Packers people? There's a Packers trade value chart in there. So specific to where do they need to go? If they want to get from 23 all the way to number one, what are they going to need to
do? Okay, good. So did you bring that up, Jacob Westendorf? My first question that I wasn't going to ask you, but since you think you know the trade chart and you got all this fancy stuff in your draft guide, let me ask you this. How far up can I get by attaching Jair Alexander to 23?
Maybe a pick or two.
Come on! I could get up farther than that, can't I?
I don't think so. I think his contract is a net negative. Like, that's a distressed asset.
Man. I mean, thought from 23, I thought maybe I could get up to, 15 if I attached Alexander.
My thing on that is if they could do that, Alexander probably already would have been traded by now because they probably would have been able to get something pretty good for him without having to move their picks on anything like that. But, yeah, big contract for a player who's played in half the game. All the reasons Green Bay would be looking to get rid of him or all the reasons the teams would be like, well, why would I give up that to do that?
Aren't they going to look really bad, the Packers, if they hold on to Jair to June and then release him at that point versus just releasing them in the beginning? I mean, as far as what other players and how they view the organization, if they do that to Jair?
Yeah, I don't think that's the best way to go about it. I think that if you can't get something done during the draft, then I think that's when the conversation has to start of okay, so what do we need to do to basically, I think it's Mike Kawano, one of my friends always, it's like the doing therapy for a divorce for the children kind of thing. What do we need to do to make this work for one more year? And then if it works out, we can revisit next season or we can move on. But, yeah, if you can't get something done during the draft, I mean, letting him go for absolutely nothing is something that's certainly always been on the table. But giving Alexander basically no opportunity to do that, I don't think that's the greatest way to do business. It's kind of like, I think Tom Silverstein reported in his original, the reason Green Bay hasn't offered Alexander a different contract is because asking a player to take a pay cut after injuries is kind of considered not a great thing to do. So, I don't think that's the best way to go about it. I think if they trade him or if they move on, it's got to be before the draft or during it. I think that the thinking could be that they could get a pick or maybe move up on day three or something like that in one of those spots if a team that wanted a cornerback, like say the Baltimore Ravens, didn't get the one they wanted, then, hey, we'll revisit this Alexander thing and we'll swap fours and sixes or something like that to do that.
He is Jacob Westendorf, staff writer for Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. So you have a new mock draft up as well over there, and you're using the Pro Football Network simulator, which I do every single night. I believe we just had Ian Cummings on from Pro Football Network, who I like having on, who does their draft analyst work. At pick one, at pick 23 in round one, I gotta say I'm not a fan right off the bat because it reminds me a lot of kind of Rashawn Gary. So a lot of upside, a lot of potential, athletic freak, all of that, but not a ton production wise maybe as what everybody else would like. But they see somebody that could turn into something bigger than maybe what he's done in college.
Yeah, that's Shamar Stewart, the pass rusher from Texas A&M. First of all, Rashawn Gary is a good player. I think that's gotten lost in the shuffle this offseason.
Let me explain something. From my perspective, if you're going to draft a defensive player, I want a guy now that's going to play. That I want a guy that we plug and play, not projects like the Milwaukee Bucks do, not projects like they've done for the Green Bay Packers where guys are sitting forever. If we're going to draft a pass rusher, then I want somebody that's going to come in and play right away and not somebody I have to wait on and cross my fingers and hope it works out like Van Ness.
Yeah, and Van Ness is a different situation than Gary. Gary was one of those, I wonder if the thought was that he was going to play and then the Smiths just played 80% of the snaps or something crazy like that year. But I understand that. Gary's obviously developed into a really good player. And if they get the equivalent of Rashawn Gary, the player, just if you tell me that Shamar Stewart has the same career to this point, minus the injury, with that Rashawn Gary has had thus far,
you take it.
Then take it 100 times out of 100, right?
Yep.
That is big time. So, size, speed, athleticism, all that stuff. I mean, the upside of him is he's a really, really good player. Now, I get the argument of they need somebody to play well and play and do things right now. The Packers just, it's for better or worse, don't really view the draft that way for a variety of reasons. Now, they have had some guys like Jordan Morgan. The plan was for him to play last year. He got injured, got beat out also by Sean Ryan. And that other guy, Eric Stokes, basically played as soon as Kevin King slipped and fell once. That was the way he came in. I think when people talk about guys that don't play right away, that we're really talking about is Jordan Love specifically, and then Van Ness kind of on top of that as well as far as recent years. But big year for him. And the Packers, they certainly need some help in their pass rush room, and I just, based on their trends, mine isn't necessarily what I would do. It's what I think Brian Gutekunst could do in these situations, and I really have a hard time seeing him passing on Stewart if he's available.
But this is the thing. I'm okay if they drafted offensive linemen and wait. Because weren't you the one that had him taking Josh Simmons at one point? So
yep.
Right, and that's where I talked about that at length. And after I read that and have been thinking about it, I'm all in on taking an offensive lineman at 23 now. And if it's Simmons at Ohio State, fine, because I don't have to play him. I can play Rasheed Walker, whose contract's going to be up. Clearly, they're not extending, because otherwise Goody wouldn't be talking about him and Jordan Morgan being in a competition. You didn't have competition with David Bakhtiari going into a training camp ever. So from that perspective, obviously they're not sold on Rasheed Walker long term. If I get Simmons, then either Morgan or Simmons plays guard. The other one plays left tackle. Zach Tom gets extended at right tackle. And you're all set and ready to roll. They have to think about that, I think, here at some point in this draft. If they don't draft one or two offensive linemen, I would be stunned.
Yeah, Goody's taken an offensive lineman. I believe it's every single year since he became, and Ted Thompson did that too. It was every year they had at least one offensive and defensive lineman. So I'm not going to be surprised if Gutekunst takes one. I wouldn't be surprised if one was taken early. I do think it has to be, you know, the right one, that plug and play perfect, not plug and play like as a starter, but just that perfect fit into what Green Bay looks for, what they care about. Is that Kelvin Banks from Texas? Is that Josh Simmons from Ohio State?
Yep.
Is it somebody like that? If one of those guys.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Available, I think the Packers certainly would consider it. Gutekunst did say last year that, you know, when you got a guy that's an opportunity, he was talking about Jordan Morgan, a guy that can play tackle in the National Football League. You know, those guys are just pretty rare. Now, the question then also becomes, do they really think Jordan Morgan is a tackle, or is that just lip service for a variety of reasons? Because, I mean, reminder, he did not rep there last season. He didn't play there much, if at all, during training camp, didn't play there much, if at all, during the preseason. And then once the regular season started, Walker played every game, so that certainly helped. But Morgan was not moving over and repping it. Now, granted, it's not like we heard from practice or anything like that, that he was playing left tackle, but we don't have actual actions to support the words that the Packers think Jordan Morgan is a tackle. Now, we'll see. Matt LaFleur did say flat out that is a competition that they will have in training camp. So I'm sure that is something that'll happen. But the other question now becomes, is it a competition like a real one, like Sean Ryan and Jordan Morgan was last year, or is it the competition like where it was Zach Tom and Josh Myers, where Zach Tom took one snap at center and then played right tackle the rest of the camp?
Right, yep. No, that's a great point. Jacob Westendorf, staff writer for Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter, at Jacob Westendorf. All right, let's continue on. Round two, a guy that I've seen some Packer fans saying, if they took this dude at 23, they'd be okay, even though it'd be a reach. And that's Jaden Higgins, the wide receiver out of Iowa State. Tell us about him and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, I'm convinced there are some fans that if it said Jacob Westendorf, wide receiver from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, they would say that was a good pick just because of the position next to my name.
Now, so like Jacob Morley. Right.
Jacob Morley played receiver. I played a real position. I was an offensive lineman. So I just want to get that very clear before we get out. But Higgins, size, speed, he's got that combination to where he can play on the outside. He can play in the slot. Young, obviously, with being a rookie. The Packers have four players that are going to be having their contracts expire. Are they going to bring back Romeo Doubs? Are they going to bring back Christian Watson? There is, I don't think it's likely, but there's a world that does exist where Christian Watson played his last snap with the Packers already. You know, who knows how that recovery is going to go. Speaking with his family and everything like that, they say everything's going well. The Packers say everything's going well. But, I mean, we have seen David Bakhtiari's injury was going very well, and that was a disaster. It ended his career, quite frankly. Not wishing that on Christian, obviously, but that's something that could happen. When it comes to Higgins, he fits that mold. He's big. He's fast. He ran well at the combine. He's got good hands. He catches the ball when thrown to him, which I think at minimum will make him a fan favorite early and often in Green Bay just because of the issues they had with drops a season ago. And frankly, you know, that's a reputation that's hard to shake. Once you get labeled as a guy who drops the ball, I mean, I could still remember in 2021 hearing fans in the stands saying Devontae rock hands or drop Vontae.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that was by the time Devontae had established himself as the best receiver in football. You know, that was it's hard to shake that reputation once you have it. So Higgins at minimum, though, he gives you somebody that I think can contribute right away, which the Packers could use. Gives you some speed on both on the outside, and he can play in the slot as well. And I think that, you know, he's somebody that I think they'll like at that position. They haven't had him in on a visit. They've only had a couple of those guys that we've seen that have been reported. But of the receivers that are, you know, likely to be available, if the Packers aren't going to take Igbuka from Ohio State, he'd probably have to be a first-round pick. Higgins is the one I like the most.
In round three, Jacob Westendorf, our guest here, has them taking Anthony Belton, an offensive tackle from North Carolina State. And you make an interesting point as far as how big this dude is and how maybe they have changed the philosophy with how they're going to go about building this offensive line.
Yeah, elite nickname, too. They call him the Escalade, which is hilarious to me. But, yeah, Ross Uglum points out all the time that the Packers just have flat-out not drafted guys that are above a certain weight. The heaviest offensive lineman they've drafted is Derek Sherrod in 2011. You know, that was 15 years ago at this point, and obviously that didn't go so well for injury reasons. But Belton, 336 pounds, but Aaron Banks, that's a big man, too. And the Packers just gave him a bunch of money in free agency. And it seems like they want to add some size and sturdiness up front. Jordan Love is a different quarterback to protect than Aaron Rodgers, that he wants to stand and kind of deal from the pocket. Well, you need that pocket to be stable in the front. So I think that's why they wanted some size there. And obviously some road grading, I think, in the run game as well with Josh.
Exactly. Yep.
They certainly want to punish you on that other side of the line. You know, you look at, if you're trying to build your offensive line, the mold you want to follow is, you know, Philadelphia. They just won the Super Bowl. But one of the first things that Matt LaFleur was like, they're huge. They weigh, like, between those five guys, it's like 1,700 pounds or something crazy like that they had last year. Now, they have a Hall of Famer in Lane Johnson. They have one of the best left tackles in football in Jordan Mailata, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, et cetera. Like, there's different levels, some of these guys, than what Green Bay has. But that size is certainly a factor. And when you continually get beat on by some of these guys, and Belton can move too. It's not like he's just some big plotter that trips over his foot every time he tries to move left or right. If you can move like that, I think that is mostly what Green Bay cares about. So he's somebody that he plays tackle. He could certainly do that, but I think that he would move inside to guard, which the Packers have obviously done very well with in their time with Thompson and then now Gutekunst. And then, you know, Sean Ryan, his contract's expiring. I can't I don't think he's somebody who's going to get a contract extension. I could be wrong on that, but that seems to Andy Phillips, who used to play for the Packers on 2015, told me that, you know, that's somebody who it seems like the Packers probably have somebody like in the stable is ready to replace the next year. The example I give is like Darren College in 2010. And then in 2011, TJ Lang was the guy who came off the bench, if you will, to replace him. So I think Dalton could be a viewpoint of that.
So with Jacob Westendorf, writer for Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. I'm not going to go through all seven rounds, but your fourth round pick is a guy that I know a bunch of Packer fans have loved on social media since the Shrine Bowl, since the Combine. And that's a defensive tackle, CJ West, and they've got to replace, obviously, TJ Slayton at this point, who went to the Bengals. What does West bring to the table?
Yeah, he's big and he can move, and it's kind of the planet theory, right? The good Lord only made so many guys that can move like that. He's 316 pounds or heavier, and he had the best 10-yard split of guys at that weight. Obviously played very well at the Shrine Bowl, played well in the Big Ten, too. He was a guy who, I mean, this is just my eyes, but obviously I watched a lot of Big Ten. I watched him play against Ohio State. I watched him play against Michigan, two of the top, well, Michigan not so much this past year, but top programs in that conference, and he jumped off the screen both of those times. I think that's something worth keeping an eye on. Something I like personally about prospects when I'm first trying to get to learn them is how did you play against the best teams? Because those are the teams that typically have the most talent, and the most talent is typically who's going to end up playing on Sundays. Not that your film against, you know, whatever team that you play in September as the first week is a tune-up game, it doesn't matter, but, you know, who you play well against when it matters a little bit more tends to lend itself to a little bit better as far as translating. So Wes is a guy who I think he could be a run defender for them immediately, and if that's something that helps at minimum in his first year, and then I also think that there's some upside there as a pass rusher.
You know, we just had on Ian Cummings of Pro Football Network, and he brought up his guy was Tyleek Williams, the defensive tackle from Ohio State. That's who he took for the Packers. And then I saw that they were bringing him in for a visit or whatever. Your thoughts on him and how much of a separation or difference is there? Because people are saying he's going in the first round. You got West going in the fourth round. So how much of a gap really is there between those two guys?
Yeah, Williams is a brick. The comp I made yesterday, maybe not really a player comp, but just as far as when he would be drafted was Jaren Reed. Jaren Reed was picked in the top 40 of that class. I think Tyleek Williams is going to be that way as well. He's not the most polished as a pass rusher, but he's somebody that I think you could see the hand usage, you could see the tools. And at minimum, I think you could plug him into Green Bay's run defense tomorrow, and they would feel his impact on that. He's an anchor of that run defense as well. So it's a big guy that they have, and it's a big guy that they need. TJ Slayton was gone last year. That is a pretty big loss for them as far as their run game goes. You know, teams average about a yard more per carry when Slayton was on the field or off the field versus on it. But what's the difference on that? I mean, that's kind of the cost-benefit analysis of some of this as well, and you can't guarantee things. I remember, you know, a few years ago when the Packers took Van Ness, part of the conversation was that they could get some of the pass rushers like Nolan Smith and players like that. Who's the other one? The kid from Kansas City, Felix FAU. I don't know how to say his name, and I don't want to butcher it, but it's that you could get those guys later. Well, then both of them went at the end of the first round. It's like, well, okay, so you couldn't get those players later. You know, the question now, and these are just simulations, you know, that doesn't always translate to game or draft day, if you will. So, yeah, does Tyleek Williams, is he available at 23? I think he would be. Is he going to be available at 54 and the Packers take him? I don't know. And then by the same token, so I could just grab C.J. West in the fourth round. Well, what if he gets taken at 75?
Right.
Well, now you get to take him in the third round or the fourth round because you got to take him before both of those picks. So that's kind of a risk that you take. It's why, you know, how do you value those players and who's the best one that you have? Not to, you know, harp on the same thing, but who's the best one that you have available when they pick?
Jacob Westendorf, writer for Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. Where can everybody get the draft guide?
Absolutely. I would be more than happy to do anything like that.
No, I don't know what you thought I said. I said, where can everybody get the draft guide?
Oh, I thought you said, how can I help them do that? Yeah, no, I would be happy to do that. Go to Packer Report on Twitter, at PackerReport66. Grab yourself that pinned tweet and move your way down to the bottom of that article. Click the link and you'll be able to grab that. It'll come right to your inbox just about seconds after you hit pay.
It's awesome, man. Over 200 some analyzations of each and every scouting reports of each player. Lots of great conversation pieces in there as well and analysis. Definitely want to check that one out. Thanks so much for coming on, Jacob. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Sparky. We'll talk again.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.